From the town of Hope in British Columbia in Canada, the site of the 2026 FIFA World Cup, this is Pop Shop Radio. It's a special edition. This is No Hit Radio. Big hit stars, big flop records. Here's Culture Club, I'm Afraid of Me. Culture Club's kicking off Pop Shop Radio's big no-hit radio special. Big hit stars, big flop records. It was their second single in 1982. I'm Afraid of Me didn't bother the charts at all. Better days ahead for Boy George with records like Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? But this one didn't at all. This is Pop Shop Radio. Here's Jay and the Americans. That is Jay and the Americans. After they had a big hit called She Cried, they probably cried in 62 because this is it. Entered Billboard's Hot 100 at number 119 and only made it to 109. Total flop. This is Pop Shop Radio. Here is Little Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder didn't impress the charts with his first 45. I call it pretty music, but the old people just call it the blues. And that was only part one. But his follow-up to Fingertips would be a major hit, but not so much so for this one. This is Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ, Tony, having a lot of fun digging through the records that were total flops. Want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card? Send us your reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. Here's a big flop from Mr. Neil Sedaka. Pop Shop Radio playing the records that had the teenagers saying, "What a stinker that one is." Neil Sedaka had big hits with I Go Ape and The Diary before releasing Crying My Heart Out Over You, which flopped at number 111 in Billboard's Hot 100. But he followed up with a big record called O'Carroll, so it all worked out. Flop Records were not only stuck to the rock and roll and pop genre, but also to jazz with Sarah Vaughan and Oh What a Day. Sarah Vaughan, she signed to Roulette Records. Billboard called that one this week's Bunny record and a spotlight winner, and they got it totally wrong because the Divine Ones record was a total flop. This is Pop Shop Radio.
Jetzt auf Pop Shop Radio, Nachrichten von der RTI Hörclub Altenau und Bert Seisser.
RTI Hörerclub Ottenau mit und von Bernd Seisser.
Zur Hörerclub-Ecke im Monat März 2025 begrüßen euch aus Ottenau recht freundlich Bernd
und Sabrina. Für ihre Teilnahme an unserer monatlichen Skype-Hörerclub-Unterhaltung von 8. Februar bedanken wir uns bei Armin, Bernd, Dieter, Hartmut, Manfred
und Manfred, Oliver und Sabrina. Hinweisen möchten wir auch noch auf die nächste Unterhaltung am Samstag, 8. März, ebenfalls wieder ab 19 UTC. Spätere Zuschaltung ist bis weit nach Mitternacht noch möglich.
Am 16. Februar gibt es um 13 Uhr UTC auf 6070 kHz dann schon die 134. Sendung von Corris Radio.
Positive Rückmeldungen zu unserer zusätzlichen Mundart-Hörerclub-Ecke bekamen wir von Andreas, Joachim, Igal und Claudius.
Wir werden am 17. Mai bei unserem 44. überregionalen DX-Treffen das Thema für 2026 ansprechen und weitere Mitwirkende in ihrer Mundart suchen.
Wer für eine Mitwirkung bereit ist, kann sich gerne schon jetzt bei Sabrina und mir melden.
Unser Hörerclub-Mitglied Jika Benger bedankt sich bei Thomas Becke für seine Geburtstagspost aus Bonn nach Ochtrup und wir bedanken uns bei Thomas Becker und Heinz Schulz für ihre Hinweise auf die dritte Sendung von Kölsch in die Welt.
Ich bedanke mich ebenfalls bei Thomas Becker für deine anerkennenden Worte im TRT-Briefkasten vom 27. Februar zu den TRT-Geburtstagsgrüßen.
Für freundliche Grüße im TRT-Briefkasten vom 6. und auch vom 20. Februar an den gesamten RTI-Hörerclub Ottenau bedanken wir uns bei Ufuk, Sherim und von der Stimme der Türkei. Für freundliche Grüße an den RTI-Hörerclub Ottenau, an die KBS-Monitore in der KBS-Hörerclub-Ecke vom 7. Februar bedanken wir uns bei Claudia Buchner in Fürth.
Für freundliche Grüße in der Fastnachtsendung von Korches Radio vom 9. Februar an die Mitglieder des vormaligen Radio Tirana Hörerclubs und an mich bedanke ich mich bei RTI-Hörerclub Ottenau-Mitglied Werner Schubert in Grafing.
Für freundliche Grüße in der Februar-Sendungen von DX-Wunschkonzert des Museumsradios bedanken wir uns bei unseren beiden Hörerclub-Mitgliedern Claudia Buchner und Siegbert Gerhardt, sowie auch bei Rolf Ericke, Albrecht Kulli, Bernhard Walch, Christian Sprimberg und Christoph Bernauer.
Wir freundliche Grüße im Hörerbriefkasten von Radio Tirana. Am 18. Februar bedanke ich mich bei Hörerclub-Mitglied Volker Wilschrey in Dillingen.
Heute endet die Hörerclub-Ecke mit einer erfreulichen Meldung zu seinem Gewinn beim Weihnachts-Silberrätsel der Dezember-Ausgabe von ATDX Radiokurier. Gratulieren wir unseren Hörerclub-Mitglied Arnold Heiles in Heinerscheid.
Aus der Februar-Ausgabe von FM Kompakt via Radio HCJB und dem FMK Radiomagazin erfuhr ich von der Urfunk.de Radiothek. Diese wird in der Regel am Montag um 17 UTC gesendet und am Dienstag um 8 UTC wiederholt. Am 24. und 25. Februar gab es ein Musikprogramm. Deshalb hatte ich an Radio Urfunk geschrieben, dass ich die Radiothek vermisst habe und umgehend eine nette Antwort erhalten. Ich möchte an dieser Stelle Till Ziebrich und Markus Bruch freundlich grüßen und auch beiden beste Genesungswünsche übermitteln.
Damit verbleiben mit freundlichen Grüßen und besten Wünschen
auch im Namen unseres Hörerclub-Mitglieds Nori Streichert an Toni von Popshop Radio in Kanada
sowie an unsere erkrankten Hörerclub-Mitgliedern,
denen wir auf diesem Wege baldige Genesung wünschen, Bernd
und Sabrina. RTI Hörerclub Ottenau, wir hören zu und was hörst du?
RTI Hörerclub Ottenau, wo andere aufhören, machen wir weiter.
RTI Hörerclub Ottenau, von vielen hört man nichts, aber wir sind sogar aufgefallen.
RTI Hörerclub Ottenau, im Südwesten sind wir bei den Besten.
Ah, danke Sabrina und Bernd. Here is the Country Hams. This is the Country Hams on Pop Shop Radio. Proof that even the biggest stars can make total flop records. Paul McCartney and Wings, with help from great superstar musicians Chet Atkins and Floyd Kramer as the Country Hams, Walking in the Park with Eloise, didn't walk through the charts at all. This is Pop Shop Radio. It is our no-hit radio special with your DJ Tony and the Moody Blues. This is from To Our Children's Children's Children, 1969, Watching and Waiting, for the record to enter the Billboard charts, which it didn't do. Wonder why. Moody Blues on Pop Shop Radio's No Hit Radio special. Of course, they had a big hit with a record called Nights in White Satin, and of course, way before that, Go Now. But, well, Waiting and Watching from To Our Children's 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 didn't really bother the charts at all. Even Motown couldn't chart at times. Here's the Supremes, He's My Man, from 1975.
Say
Well, by 1975, the hits had started to dry up for Motown as well as the Supremes. Disco was upon them, but didn't quite do it. That's called He's My Man for the Supremes, of course, without Miss Ross. And the same goes for a big super group, The Temptations, back at the beginning of Motown.
Why don't you come?
Well, back in 62 on the Gordy record label for The Temptations, a record called Paradise. Now, it was their first charting record, albeit at number 122 under Billboard's Hot 100, bubbling under. But they do better in a few years, The Temptations. Right?
Yep. You're listening to Pop Shop Radio from the town of Hope in British Columbia in Canada. We're heard on great radio stations like WRMI in Okeechobee, USA. For our Pop Shop Radio QSL card, send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. Follow us on the web at www.popshopradio.ca or find us on Blue Sky at Pop Shop Radio. Stay tuned, boys and girls, for a shortwave radiogram coming up at the end of this show.
Well, this is Pop Shop Radio's No Hit Radio special. Here's Tony Orlando and Chills.
Chills running up and down my spine. Oh, I get them every time when I feel your lips on mine. Self-control. Control.
Well, Tony Orlando had had three big hits, and then, well, whoops. Chills only went to number 109 in Billboard's Hot 100 in 1962. But, of course, after several years, he would meet up with some gals named Dawn, and, well, the rest is music history. This is Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ, Tony. It is great having you along this week as we fill your ear holes with lots and lots of kilowatts and flop records. Here's 10cc. This is Woman in Love from their LP, Meanwhile. NCC will, of course, always be remembered for two big hit records, The Things We Do for Love and I'm Not in Love. But at a certain point, the charts didn't love them anymore, and so their record, Woman in Love, from 1992 and the LP, Meanwhile, well, this single only charted in the Netherlands at number 55. Even Blondie didn't have hits all the time. This one is from 1982. It's called War Child, and, well, it was a flop. This is Pop Shop Radio's No Hit Radio, filling your ear holes with lots and lots of stinky records. Well, a bit of a flop there from Debbie Harry and Blondie from their sixth studio album, The Hunter. It wasn't even released as a single in the USA, where Chrysalis Records kind of passed it by. It was the second single from the album in a bunch of countries, but it was such a flop they didn't even do a music video for it. Interesting. So now we go back to 1960. Number 106 in Billboard's Hot 100 for Conway Twitty. This one dreamed of making the charts. It's called What a Dream.
This morning, and I looked around, so disappointed, I laid back down. Oh, what a dream. Oh, what a dream. Had last night, dreamed that I held you in my arms, but I'm still waiting for that day to come. Oh, what a dream. Oh, what a dream I had last night.
Well, Conway Twitty would have a bunch of big hits on the country charts in the 60s and 70s. He had six Hot 100 hits in 1960, and this record from 1960 wasn't one of them. Only went to number 106 in Billboard's chart, called What a Dream. Now, of course, the Monkees had a ton of hits. This wasn't one of them either. It's called Do It in the Name of Love. Mickey Dolenz and Davy Jones.
Peter Tork had left and Mike Nesmith had left, leaving just Davy Jones and Mickey Dolenz as the Monkees for an album called Changes. They recorded this song for that album, and it didn't make the cut, so rather than just tearing down to being one of them called the Monkee, they released it as Dolenz Jones, and it was a big flop. Here's the Grassroots on Pop Shop Radio's No Hit Radio Special. This is a melody for you. Of course, the Grassroots scored big hits records like Midnight Confessions, but this is from their third LP called Feelings. It's a song called A Melody For You. It was not a melody for the Billboard Hot 100 because it was a total flop. 1968 on the Dunhill record label. This is Pop Shop Radio. Want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card? Send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. I'm your DJ Tony. We'll get one out to you. Jackie D. Shannon couldn't put a little love in the charts with that one, but oh well, she would hit big with Put a Little Love in Your Hearts.
My very best buddy asked my baby for a date. All he did was upset her. If he does it again, I'm gonna hit him on the chin. He's old enough to know better. We've been friends for a long, long time. He just better forget her. If he shows at her place, I'm gonna hit him in the face. He's old enough to know better. I'm not very tough, but I'm tougher than him. I'm not afraid to prove it. If he's got one thought in his head about her, he better remove it. He's still my buddy, she's still my baby. He'd better not write her a letter. If he even phones, I'm gonna his bones. He's old enough to know better. I'm not very tough, but I'm tougher than him. I'm not afraid to prove it. If he's got one thought in his head about her, he better remove.
Well, the Crickets from 1961, of course, post Buddy Holly. Jerry Allison on lead vocals there. He's old enough to know better. Well, came out and went to number 120 in Billboard's Hot 100, bubbled under, never went any higher than number 105, and only stayed 3 weeks bubbling under before it disappeared completely. This is Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ Tony. Get your equipment ready, boys and girls, for a shortwave radiogram. Coming up after the next record, it'll be something cool. You can count on that because Poppy said so. Gonna close out with the Four Seasons and Peanuts.
Peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
Peanuts. you, baby, won't you call my name?
Peanuts!
Peanuts!
Well, closing out this week's edition of Pop Shop Radio's No Hit Radio with a flop record from the Four Seasons. That is called Peanuts. Ah, what a stinker. Oh, it's actually pretty good. We love you guys. Pop Shop Radio Shortwave Radiogram coming up in 3, 2, 1.
Pop Shop Radio QSL, send your reception reports to radiopopshop@gmail.com. That's radiopopshop@gmail.com. RadioPopShop. Pop Shop Radio was made in the town of Hope in supernatural British Columbia in Canada and is an Under the Linoleum production, sending peace and love to all people and all nations.